You're listening to Sleep Time's Over with Kavat the Catalyst and Zach Morse.
Hey, this is Eddie from Kix Hawaii. You're listening to Sleep Time's Over with Kavat the Catalyst and DJ Zach Morse. Aloha.
This is Liam Long, and you're listening to Sleep Time's Over with Kavat the Catalyst and DJ Zach Morse. Put down that 7-Eleven Spam Musubi and come get your grinds at Cocoa Head Cafe.
I'm Eleka Lincoln, and you're listening to Sleep Time's Over with Kavat the Catalyst and DJ Zach Morse. Aloha.
I can't have no sympathy, no sympathy. All the shit I seen them made my blood thicker. Spill from medicine inside a double cup. Double up my cream, now that's a double step. Yeah. Please don't hit my phone if it ain't about no commas. Keep the peace like Dalai Lama, big body hummus. Backing out the parking spot and know the law be on him. He exempt Sean Kempy, keep that 40 on him. Go. Motivate.
Get money.
Motivate.
The season, which is the season ended today. We started at Harry's Hardware.
Yeah.
We also, that's pretty much the only bar we went to. So we're going to end the season at another speakeasy-esque bar,
right?
The Highbrow Room. So we're going to also have a special YouTube exclusive
video. Right. Let people know.
Mr. Creed Chameleon will be joining us for that.
Hosted by the...
And then the Lord himself. Yes. We talked about this man through... Shout out through drops, as they call it, on the podcast world or whatever you want to call it.
Casting.
The Lord is here. He's going to talk to us later.
Yeah, good guy.
And I got the name of this episode. These things, they come.
Don't bomb, bro. Do not bomb on this. This is live.
Okay.
Here we go. Breathe.
Get ready.
Take your mic.
Season 7.
Here we go.
7. Episode 12.
Okay.
Ho, bro. Hi, bro.
I can work with that.
Work in progress.
Whole brah, high brah.
These things just come from.
Whole brah, high brah. Hey, she go.
It's like I got two brilliant minds.
Okay, there we go.
All right. So with that said, weekly recap. A lot of things have happened.
Plenty things.
You want to go with it? Just go with it.
I try to be a good husband, right? Do the yard.
You are that every week.
You know what I mean? Fight the centipedes, the millipedes, the rich chiggers, all that stuff in my yard. And then somehow, I don't know, if you guys catch this on the video, like right there, it's not for you guys, but...
It's horrible for you to do.
No, but I mean...
I know.
Doctor says to elevate.
Right? So you injured your finger.
Injured my finger?
You injured your middle finger.
Injured my middle finger.
Which is the best finger to do.
Do you know how much you use your middle finger? You ever tried not using a finger?
Have you ever tried not using a finger?
Yeah. Let me just tell you.
How many fingers do you need for what you need to do, though?
It's funny how
you
much...
Grab something.
You need all your fingers.
Pick up something, okay. Yeah.
So anyway, somehow I got cut, a little infection, started swelling up a little bit. Wednesday night, 102 fever, bro. Almost died. Do you even care?
I'm listening.
No, okay, thanks.
Well, how did you cut your finger, first of all?
No, I didn't know if I cut it. I just pulling weeds, bro. 2 hours, pull weeds.
You were pulling weeds.
Filipino, bro.
Yeah, you are. Okay, so you're doing like a chore.
Pulling weeds, bro. Yeah. Weed whacking, raking, everything. Something got lodged under my nail, started swelling up.
Got
the 102 fever on Wednesday. Yeah. Went to my doctor. He's on vacation.
Of course.
So I had to go to urgent care. Have you been to urgent care?
Yes, I have.
Oh, for one.
Yes, I have stories about that, but I want to hear yours first.
Bro, was it back in the day, kind?
No, no, this was
crazy,
not
crazy Zach Morris.
Too long ago. No.
Not too long ago.
Not like slicing my wrist or something. Wow, no, bro. This was a couple years ago when I didn't have a official doctor.
Okay.
But yeah, go with your story.
Let's go over there. Waited 2 hours.
Really?
Yeah. The scary part was, when I was in that waiting room, everybody had masks on. So I had four people ahead of me with masks on.
Oh, Tokyo already. Okay.
Bro, could it be everybody coughing up their lungs?
Right.
I was like, I'm here for my fingers. So I literally wanted to wait outside.
Right.
But I didn't want to be that dude, right?
Right.
Like, oh, bro, contagious. But I felt like, so the whole time I just kind of covered my mouth like this.
Okay.
Looked down and just prayed like, oh, please don't get me sick. Please don't get me sick. Because I was there for my finger. I wasn't there to like.
Right.
They were all like literally.
That bad. It was
T-virus, bro.
Hey, good reference.
Yeah.
So you were two hours in.
2 hours in. They went in. They lanced it. They sliced under my nail. Pushed out all the gunk. They numbed it with like a needle. So this 1-inch needle, shoved it at the base of my finger. Boom. Both sides. Boom. and they numbed everything, sliced it, got out all the pus or whatever. Yeah. Then they got the scissors, they went into the incision and cleaned out whatever pus was left over because they don't want to leave it in there, squeeze it out. And
okay.
That's it.
All right. Getting hungry.
You know, oh, that's it. Got some finger sandwiches.
That was quite some descriptive. Yeah. And the fact that it's the middle finger. So, yeah. You know.
I'm sure that happened.
Yeah.
That was great. But that happened on a Thursday, bro. Thursday night was pizza.
Where did you get the pizza from?
We got the pizza from Pizza Hut. Half off because Zach Morris said so.
You're welcome.
Thank you for that tip.
So it ended on the 22nd, so I can't really plug it anymore. But right, yeah. But as I did last week, I went and I was telling everybody that if you go online, all menu item pizzas are 50% off. So that's why I told you, take care of this because you're giving out free pizza to all these freeloaders.
Yeah.
Get the cheap pizza.
Plenty freeloaders, bro. Pizza, freeloader central, bro.
They just eat, smoke cigarette, walk out. That's all they do.
Smoke cigarette, pick the ukulele, bro. Really? Pick a ukulele after.
Great, good for them.
And they pick the beats. So it was good, though.
It was good.
Shout out to Eli Thirst for Worse. He headlined it.
Okay.
Little do we know, or anybody knew, that guy has so much placement. Placement as in music that he's made is in various commercials, movies, and social media.
Oh, really?
He talked about the pitfalls of the industry.
Okay.
So we had roughly anywhere from 20 to 30 people, but strong, we had about good 12 producers that stayed. So wow. It was real. It was a nerd fest of production.
Right.
So if you're into production or knowing about beats and just trying to get your stuff, like, you know, onto, like, movies and, you know, commercials, this is like the perfect pizza.
Would that be the easiest route for these guys to go with as far as taking this to make it profitable?
I'd say yeah, because I mean, no, this day and age of a rapper making it, your chances right. is slim to none.
Right.
Right. I mean, maybe in the underground, yeah, you can move stuff, but as in like you getting placed on with, like, I don't know, Drake or something, like, good
right.
luck.
Right.
But you really have to be, I really think you really got to be either the hottest thing you're seeing or you got to move away and, like, you know, hustle.
Got it.
But Eli moved, so he's in Oakland right now.
Okay.
And yeah, man, that guy's on like Animal Planet. He was on a. He told us a story like he was on a rock YouTube for The Rock, and he had like 43 million views.
No.
But because of a bad deal he signed, he only got like $43.
Wonderful.
But roughly, he's supposed to get like 23 grand or something.
Right.
But because through the pitfalls of just being a hungry producer, he signed the wrong deals, got too anxious. So his story is awesome, man. He told us some amazing stories of how he is just there. But he's almost there, man. His music is amazing. He can make any kind of music.
Okay.
And make it sound like if I was a commercial entity in Hawaii and I needed commercial music.
Right.
He could literally do it, yeah. Anywhere from trap to drum and bass to house to hip hop to soul. He's like,
we need to get him a good lawyer.
Well, he figured in all that now, yeah.
Right. Yeah. He needs to take care of that because, you know, rule 40-80.
Oh, shout out to Q-Tip.
What else happened?
Hey, so moving along. So Friday, yes. My car broke down and I had to go Wonderful. Back. So this is the first time I Ubered on the west side.
Wow.
Yeah, I Ubered on the west side. I Ubered from Mililani.
Wait a minute.
To Kunia.
Hold on a second.
Wait, $15. So
it's not too bad.
That's not bad, dude.
Okay.
So my car didn't start. I had to go to Kunia because I had to go back to the urgent care to fix the finger. Just to take the bandages off and...
Okay, question. How many Ubers are out in Mililani?
I was surprised. It was like 3 or 4.
Really?
Yeah. Luckily, I caught him when he did because he was about to head back to town. Yeah. He went from town all the way to... I think he was saying Nanakuli or somewhere down the west. Kapolei.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, oh, good one, huh, my man?
Wow.
This guy's straight from the Philippines, bro.
Okay.
Like, this guy was like, he just got it like 6 months ago.
Okay. That might not even be his car.
Yeah, maybe not. Maybe a body in the car. I don't know.
Well, don't
hey, what is
cry.
That thing in the back like here?
Yeah, don't ask too many questions.
What you watching back there, buddy?
I was just amazed that you Ubered in, well, cause not in town. Because I didn't think they were out there. I just
No, they're everywhere.
I just think maybe they take him to the airport, they drive back into town.
Ubers everywhere, bro.
All right.
He's everywhere.
Stand corrected.
So.
Okay, so you went back to urgent care.
Urgent care, got that fixed. Luckily, Ma Dukes was in the area. She took me to town.
Okay.
There it is, yeah. And we had Doomsday, 420.
Correct, yes.
420 is a holiday for weed smokers, majority of them, you know, to celebrate
the hippies. Yeah.
The gorgeous greenery
right.
that the Aina provides.
Yeah.
So, but for Doomsday, since my establishment, We don't smoke weed there. Oh yeah, 420, Doomsday. Oh, MF Doom released his album in 420, 1999. So since I can't sell weed or do anything weed related for business, we flipped it. So we had an art show. Earl Kaimaki, shout out.
He came through with that. He
came through with the sliders, bruh.
Okay.
With the grinds, bruh. With the turkey and the bacon jam.
Okay.
And the chorizo dips.
All right. Shout out to Justin.
Shout out, bruh, Justin.
I didn't know if he was going to pull that off or if he was going to make that time. He's a busy guy. He's
a busy guy, dude.
He's got the new
So thank you very much, man. Yeah, I passed by. It's going to look really nice. So we had Doomsday. Okay. Saturday, we had Record Store Day.
Okay.
I don't know who made this holiday up, but I'm going to go capitalize on it because it's Record Store Day. I sell records. I make t-shirts. Boom. But the sad day on Saturday was sad day for me.
Yeah.
Joyous day for you.
It was okay.
1989, Blaisdell, Senna.
All right, let's go right into this.
The Y-Rap, bro.
Now, this was 30 years ago.
I was like a little old wee old boy.
How old were you in 89?
Oh, elementary or something.
I think I was 9 or 10 when this happened.
Must have been like 50.
I went? You went to this?
I was there, bro.
Okay, we're all there. I think it was about, I think I was 9. So you had to be 11.
11.
And first time ever pro contest.
First Blaisdell, ever, yeah.
Tony Hawk was there.
Packed.
Christian Asoy was there. Mark Gonzalez was there.
Yeah.
Fast forward
Jeff
to...
Jeff Phillips was there.
Rest in peace.
Danny Way was there.
Danny Way's first pro contest.
Eric Dressen was there.
Was in Hawaii. Eric Dressen was there. Never before a mini ramp contest.
Yeah.
That was shaped literally in Hawaii.
Yeah.
With a big gap. Gonzalez.
Huge Gonzalez, gap.
Yep. Ollie, 14 foot gap.
14 foot. That's freaking huge.
Ollie, 14 feet.
This one was what? 7 at least?
They cut this in half. Yeah. It wasn't an exact replica, but it was on the beach.
Right.
Fort DeRussy behind Hilton Hawaiian Village. I just found out about it the night before.
Oh, wow.
Because I saw like information posted this up. And then shout out DJ Blam. He's who DJ'd this thing.
Right, right. Yeah, lucky bugger.
And yeah. And G-Dog was there. Christian Asoy was there. Tony Hawk was not there. But everybody, they tried to get everybody who was a finalist in the 89 competition to be there. And it was all the current pros, but it was literally on the beach right by the water. Mm. Unreal. Had to go to this.
Sad. How sad, bro.
I text you, bro. I was like,
I cannot.
Drop what you're doing right now. Nobody buying records today. I'm about
to ruin the image and the style that you used to.
Well, let me tell you
something. I look funny, but boy, I need to make money, bro. I have a business.
You got to kick the truth to the young Hawaiian youth.
Hawaiian youth,
I text you, see if you can go.
I cannot go, bro.
You could have took some time out.
I couldn't,
because I'm going to tell you right now, these people, they're not going to be buying these records. I tell you what, they can go in there, you're going to walk into your store, and think if there's any pizza left over, all right, and then go smoke a cigarette. That's what you do.
Everybody got to stop smoking these cigarettes, bro.
It's a problem.
Oh, yeah.
So you could have went to Saturday, and I was there at 1 o'clock, went to 7.
See, the reason why I couldn't even take a minute off is because I know I would have stayed there.
Right.
I would have just stayed. I would have just stopped. Because I would have sneaked my way up there with Blam.
You couldn't get DJ, up there. High DJ, security, bro.
I could have did it, bro. I would have just pulled a skateboard car, 1989 NSA membership, bro.
Did you sign up for that?
Yeah,
I always thought about doing that. You get a sticker.
It doesn't mean anything.
Right. You get like a discount to like events.
I signed up.
No events coming to Hawaii,
I signed
bro.
Up everything you could get in a Thrasher magazine. Yeah. Just whatever, bro.
All right. You got strange notes? You ever got that?
Yeah, strange notes.
Okay, got it. Just insider nerd.
Well, yeah, so that went on,
but that
right?
was all day. So went down there 1 o'clock. Right. But I had a dilemma myself,
right?
Because you had a shop to open. I had a game to watch.
Oh yeah.
So the Rockets were playing at 2 p.m. that day.
Bang bang.
So I was like, what am I to do?
Shane even went to that, brah.
I was all stressed out trying to figure out what am I going to do. I had the reservation at this place. I threw the cigarettes away. I cannot smoke anymore. So I went. I had a reservation at this place, Pine and Jigger.
Shout
I didn't
out.
Know what to do. I never heard of it. So what to do? So I went to the contest first. We parked at Ala Moana.
Right.
And much like local people do, we figure we just walk them.
Right.
We walked it, got in there, packed. Everybody's there.
Wow.
All the tourists are there. Local people are there too.
Hey, shout out to local people.
And then whenever you have a skate contest, you always see these skaters that you have no idea where they came from. They just show up.
Yeah.
And they're on the beach. So you had a bunch of skaters like standing on the beach, like, where'd you guys come from?
They didn't know what water is.
They didn't know what water is. They didn't know what sand is.
The ocean.
They're gonna try and ollie like the little pathways going to the beach. I mean, like, chill, bro. And then so we were there, hung up to like 3 o'clock, and I'm like, okay, I'm gonna go back second half.
Right.
So we walk back Ala Moana. Very tiring walk, I gotta say.
You went from Pine and Jigger. Hilton.
No, from Hilton to Ala Moana.
Okay.
Get the car.
Yeah.
Go to Pine and Jigger. Watch the second half.
Right.
And then I'm like, okay, the Masters part is coming. We're Christian.
Yeah, you gotta be there. Yeah.
Gotta be there. So let's get back in the car. Let's go. Push the gas. Let's get back. We're not gonna park at Ala Moana. We parked at the Modern.
Okay.
Closer.
Right.
Went from there, got even more packed.
Oh, wow.
All the information guys were there.
Everybody.
Shout out to Todd. He was there.
Keith was
red
there.
As a lobster. He was like, I've been here all day. I'm so red. I'm like, yeah, you are. And then he was there. Shout out to Keith, who was there.
Yep.
Grand Fakuda was there.
Day One Song was there too.
Day One Song was there. Yes.
Day One Mother effing Song, bro.
He didn't want to skate though. It was very strange. He just was waving at everybody.
Oh, weird.
He didn't want to drop in on the ramp.
He would have did like 541 million manual. Like
dark slide to fakie or something. Yeah.
Something like that.
Shout out Rodney Mullen. And then everybody was like, it just got more and more crowded. Like every like 10 minutes or so, more people just kept growing to this thing. So it was like super packed. Super packed. All the people from the beach. Skaters, a lot of guys look like Chandler, a lot of guys look like Burkhardt, Howleys. So from there, then they had the, I guess the Masters demo.
Right.
Christian Osoy, they're all trying to ollie the gap.
Yeah.
The gap is half the size. Right.
Struggling. They're struggling. Wow.
They're old. These guys are all pushing 50s, right?
50 plus.
Caballero, I mean, he's got the white beard and he's, you know.
Caballero, he ollied it though. Yeah?
He ollied it. Gonz ollied it.
But then Christian did backside ollie.
So, yeah. So
he
the thing with Christian,
thing, yeah.
I kept wanting to video every time Christian got up there because I'm like, he's going to make it. He never made it. And then finally, like, they started the final jam with the younger guys.
Right.
And at that point, I was like,
never mind already.
But I found out after I left, before they started the final jam, Christian snuck back in and he made it.
Wow.
So we need to find footage of that. But Christian did ollie it. He made it. So all the guys that were supposed to make it made it.
Well, if you go to Thrasher.com, they have a full recap. I think they have that on there.
Probably on YouTube or something, right? Right. Eric Dressen looks like he's worse for wear.
He doesn't
look too good.
Kind of ollie.
He drop in, drop back, come back up. He's breathing heavy.
Wow.
Not good.
Oh, not good,
Cut the sodium. But he... heart attack.
Too much
Jack.
Salt in the tattoos,
I think so, yes. But it was a phenomenal
event. Who else was there? Pat Noho.
Pat Noho was there. Jeff Hartzell was there.
Hartzell, yeah, he lives here. Yeah, he's there.
Ben Schroeder,
yeah. Big
who
Ben.
Looks a little worse for wear.
Oh, wow.
But he did grind.
Grand Fakuda, right?
Grand Fakuda. G-Dog was there.
Yeah, G-Dog was there.
Not too many of the pros that we would have wanted to see.
Yeah, I wish there. Danny Way was there. Too
like Danny Way. Like Tony Hawk.
Yeah.
He made an announcement that he couldn't make it. You know, but nonetheless, to see the guns, to see all those guys.
I seen the young kids pull out 540s, which is crazy.
Oh, the young guys are phenomenal.
Killing it.
Yeah.
Kickflip, frontside grabs.
There's this guy, Kaimana Reynolds.
Yeah. Himana
Reynolds.
Yeah.
He was like pretty much old school style with the high airs and whatnot. So, great event. Great event.
Shout out to Adidas.
Shout out to Adidas,
yeah.
TNC.
Yeah, all those guys. Stuff, yeah.
So you didn't get to go to this?
I did not get to go. Okay. But if you rewind, what were you doing Doomsday?
That was 420.
Yep.
And as stated last week, me and you did battle. We battled the night away. Battled events.
I think you might have won, bro.
Well.
Because I think we... Remember you betted me it to be five girls at the...
Let's just recap that, shall we?
There were five girls.
There were five girls at this Doomsday?
Never night? At the same time, but there were...
Were they the girlfriends to the guy? To an artist? They weren't girls.
Well, they're more than.
They're wives? What do you mean more
than? They're like girlfriends to the artist, but there are other girls that weren't there for the artist.
They were there actually for
just
MF
there,
Doom.
Yeah.
I'm not buying
girls
that.
Girls like Doom, bro.
I'm not buying that at all. No. I told you, send me the pictures. I want you to send me pictures of five girls. I told you. Five
what's
girls.
Do? Hey, excuse me, I can take a picture of you, my friend.
Can? You know somebody's IG living or Facebook living the event and they're staring at that one girl and they're waiting for comments. Oh, she's cute. You get those guys to go film that stuff. I want to see.
You take a picture of five girls, tell them, hey, my friend will believe you're here.
Yeah. And then they'll just laugh and they'll play it off. And then they
yeah, but then you're going to judge them what they look like.
I don't judge anyone. 7 out of 10.
Oh, but I'm just saying. See, look at that, bro.
All I'm saying is this.
Somebody's daughter, bro.
All I'm saying is this. Well, I'll leave it at that generally. I'm just saying, the Doomsday thing, a guy party.
No, girls like Doom.
I have yet to meet a girl that likes Doom.
What?
Or even knows who that is.
Well, they're all younger.
I'm telling
that's
you
why.
The truth.
Younger
but you told me girls under 30 know who MF Doom is. They do not.
Remember?
What was where do, cool? Okay, where do I go to ask? Which women do I ask?
Kailua Whole Foods. We talked about this.
Okay.
Kailua Whole Foods, you ask her. You know MF Doom.
I'm going to go back out
you
the camera.
You cannot go Kahala.
Out the view of this camera.
You cannot go Kahala and ask if they know Doom. They don't know Doom.
So first of all,
they know Drake.
You want me to go to Kailua?
Yes, I promise
eat
you.
Eat Boots and Kimos. Ask those guys over there.
They might be.
And then what, we go kayak after?
Yeah, bro. We get lost in Mokini over
there. Forget it. No, I'm just saying.
I'm telling you. Okay, Kailua was... Well, Sky is supposed to go for us, remember?
Yes.
He's supposed to go. Supposed to take Sky.
The Jay Dilla bag.
Yeah, or do the Jay Dilla do? Jay Dilla, right? Oh, Jay Dilla.
Yes, you had a bag. You made a special...
He's supposed to take the Jay Dilla bag. Yeah, and he's supposed to go down...
See if he can pick up
to Kailua.
Right.
Whole Foods and ask, do you know who Jay Dilla is?
That never really happened, but...
Sky, what's wrong? Sky, where you at? He's supposed to do this experiment.
Sky actually was supposed to be here.
Oh.
But he is... He's
here in spirit.
He's here in spirit. Maybe he's in Kailua right now.
Wow.
But could be in Kailua. I will not be in Kailua. I'm not going to go to Kailua. I told you this.
Why, bro? I don't go past Kailua. You part holy, bro.
True.
You fit right in, bro. And you get all mad.
But I'll get
Japanese
mad, though.
Kick in.
Like, I'll be mad. And then, like, these guys are going to be acting like, you know, kooks. Bottom line is this, okay?
Okay, go.
I had an event. You had an event. Yeah. I was there Friday night, 4:20 at Nobu, Honolulu.
Yeah, Nobu. Right? Anybody smoking in Nobu?
No.
Oh.
There's no one smokes indoors.
Upper class people smoke weed too, bro.
They're smoking weed in the lounge.
Oh, they were? Oh, huh?
No.
Oh.
You were going all over the place. I'm saying this right now. I was battling you. I was there at 7 o'clock.
No.
You had the event at what time? 6?
6 to 9.
Okay.
Don't say it, bro.
I won't.
Don't say it.
Someone's laughing out there hearing 6-9. Yeah. So I'm just saying, 7 o'clock I was there. Happy hours, 5 to 7.
Right.
My humble self played.
Humble.
And I played just lounge music. It wasn't to get people to dance or anything.
This is your first gig there, right?
This was first time there, yeah. So rotating DJs out every Friday.
Yeah.
And I have to say it was apparently a success.
Yeah. How much girls was there? About more than 5?
I will humbly say... There was well over 30 some girls.
Oh, there we go.
Now, anyone listening.
Being if a couple years older than you, I'm proud of you, my man.
If you're a man, okay, now I just want to say right now.
Okay, I think I'm a man.
If you're a man, I'm not talking to you.
Oh.
I'm talking to anyone out there that just happens to be a man.
Okay.
Now, I can see you wanting to go to the MF Doom party. Of course, we're going to support the gentleman next to myself.
Okay.
But there's a lot of time. There's a lot of hours in the evening.
A lot of hours.
You could go to both.
We can't go to both, bro.
That's all I'm saying. And shout out to Jay Nads who came to
Jay Nads,
Nobu.
Bro. Zeus Fit.
That's right. Shout out to Lowell. Shout out. He was there.
King shout
NMLS
out.
NMLS was there. He brought the other guy from
the bank.
The shoe company. The bank.
The bank. Shout out to the bank.
Got to meet him.
Yep. And Lee.
So there were guys there. Just to say. It wasn't a sorority house or something. I'm just saying. It was a classy, chill event. I got to play whatever I wanted.
Right.
I got to play, and they pumped it into
the entire
restaurant.
Did you play MF Doom, bruh?
You know, can I just reiterate once again, all right? There's a game you need to play.
I know, okay? I'm just playing, bruh.
There's a game you need to play. It was my first time there.
Yeah.
Right? So you got to go the safe route. You have to play, you know, what the kids call Tribe Called Quest.
You should have played 07.
Foreign Exchange.
07 Doom Remix, bro. Somersaults. That would have went over. It's super melodical.
I'm not sure if I have that. I could play Operation Doomsday. That's the Sade beat.
No, yeah. Sade. Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying. So it was a chill night.
So how did you get over 30 girls there, bro? Is it because you're good looks, bro? You know.
Well, it's very nice of you to say.
You're a married man now, bro.
Let me tell you this right now.
What's
I'm
going to
say this.
What's the secret?
It's called... You just message the flyer, which shout out to Spell for making it.
Shout out to Spell, bro.
Message it to the people that go out to us to these kind of things.
Nice.
That's why I did not post this.
Target market.
Publicly, because it's no use because you want to specify the market
you're trying to go for.
People who would actually spend money and not be some cheapo.
Right.
The hip-hop peepers from last week.
Hip-hop peepers.
All those peepers from last time.
Peepers, yeah.
So that's the kind of people. Because, you know, Nobu, I mean, as we said, Nobu, you might as well open the door and you throw $200 on the ground and just say the hell.
That's where you go happy hour, right? 5 to 7.
5 to 7, everything's $9.
So eat them all up, then you stay there, listen to good music.
That's the plan.
Mix your drink.
So that was the plan, and that's what made it a success because people stayed.
And Benji, Memoirs came too, right, with his girl?
DJ Memoirs was there.
Shout out.
So that was the plan, and it worked. Hey. And they said that it was the most successful of any of the Fridays because people stayed. So
success. I love it. It's successful, bro.
I'll be back there May 25th.
Oh.
Which I thought was like some holiday. But that's May 31st, right?
What's May 31st?
Memorial Day?
Mother's Day?
Yeah, you're gonna get your mom something.
Hey, Ma, come on, Zach Moore spin.
You can?
And Nobu.
Why don't you bring the wife to this?
Well, I told you I was gonna try, bro.
You serious?
We play Doom, I bring her.
What kind of a deal is that? ridiculous.
Tanya, go look it up, bro. 07 somersaults, bro.
I can get it. I'll take
Doom,
it.
Doom, bro. It's super good. You guarantee you can play it.
Let me just say, we just, you know, there's other artists in the sea.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So all you need to do is just show up May 25th. Yeah. Everyone, I humbly invite.
Invite.
Everyone to show up for that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Need so, new flyer. That last spell me new flyer.
Thank you. So that was Friday. Sunday.
Sunday? What happened Sunday?
Sunday, I had to DJ what...
oh, another DJ.
I had to DJ what the local Asians call yakidoshi.
Oh, hi, hi, hi.
Ikdadakimasu.
Ikdadakimasu.
So, it was for a high school friend of mine. No.
No.
High school friend of mine's husband.
Oh, wait.
It's, you know China Uemura.
Yeah. Right. Oh, yeah. OG, legend. So, yeah, China's so longboard classic.
Correct, right. So, I know the daughter, went to high school with the daughter.
Tajima.
Oishi. And then it was on Sunday, Natsunoya Tea House.
Oh, Natsunoya.
All the local people are there. All the local surfers are there.
Hey, there you go, bro.
Choke people look like Hans Hiedemann were there.
Oh, Hans was there, bro.
People look like Burkhart, too, were there.
Burkhart was there.
So I was there with a couple.
Alex was there. Come jump in with us.
The Aussies are angry as ever.
Was there, bro.
It's your initiation. So I had to play from 8 p.m.
Okay.
to 10. Okay, so before this, there were bands playing.
Nice,
of course,
what
right?
the bands? Like Hawaiian bands, kind of?
No, it's like some emo guy dead playing guitar. Man. The Dead Milkman.
Punk rocker.
And then they had the punk rock, like, you know.
Oh.
That's not even punk rock. But they're playing. And like a bunch of guys who look like Weezer. They listen to Weezer all the time. Nice. Okay?
Yeah,
they're
Weezer, playing, Weezer, not bad. Like
they're listening. And then, so I set up my stuff at 5 o'clock. I go, I come back at 8 o'clock. As I get there, everybody all bus.
All bus.
A lot of surfers yelling.
A lot of sake.
But they're not being obnoxious, but they're yelling. Yeah. Surfers are a little bit more
respectful. How many people?
300 people were at this thing.
Wow, that's huge.
Yeah, let's just get that part out.
That's
300
a big
people.
Yakidoshi.
Okay, so 300 people are there.
God bless.
I go at 8 o'clock thinking I'm going to play. They're still playing. The band is still playing, like
right.
the best of Weezer.
Right.
And then after that, then all these guys are coming up and like they're roasting her husband.
Right.
So like they're all talking, oh, you know this guy, I remember this guy, me and him, we used to make doo-doo over here. Like all kind of stories. I'm like, whatever, guys. And then, so then she's like getting me drinks, and like these guys aren't really drinkers. They're just like, you know, beer and vodka.
Yeah.
Everybody likes vodka. So you're like, oh, Moscow Mule. I'm like, all right, fine. 5 Moscow Mules later.
Oh, you drank 5, bro.
Because I'm waiting. They're not, they keep talking. 8:30 comes, still talking. All the guys, all roasting, talking any kind. 9 o'clock comes. Still talking. I'm like, okay. Finally, I get on. Like, I run a little bit after 9. Everybody's gone. Everybody's totally bust.
Wow.
Gone. So I'm there. I don't know what else to do. I have an hour to play.
Right, right.
I turn on my laptop. Laptop freezes.
Oh.
So I'm about to play. I'm like, the thing's not working. So what do I do? Because everybody's drunk, I just restarted the computer.
Wow. Nobody even knew.
Nobody knew.
Wow.
Update, system update. Do you want a system update first and restart? Okay. I press 30%.
No music.
60%. No music.
Wow.
Everybody's all laughing, crying, laughing and crying.
Making doodle.
Finally at 9:15, I start to play.
What's the first song you play?
First thing I play, Mark Morrison, Return of the Mac.
There you go. Everybody.
Everybody
dancing.
Just looking around, all spaced out. The girls, of course, they go, "Wee!" And they do that. And then
you know, Kalani girls do.
Well, I don't know if they went to Kalani. I don't know. There was a few there. So it was a little mini reunion with like a couple of other ones.
But Kahuku and Wailua.
He's from Wahiwa.
Oh. Lelehua then.
So yeah. They went to go eat Maui Mike's after.
Oh,
and Wendy's.
Solid, bro.
And then
Dong Yang's.
So they liked it.
Okay.
And then 10 o'clock came, shut them down.
Shut them down, bro. P.
Smooth sailing.
Smooth operator.
Sailing. Easy.
Power ready. Collect Easy. The money, collect the checks, go home, sleep.
It's like, thank you, everybody. Itadakimasu.
Itadakimasu.
And that was
Itadakimasu.
It. No problem. So that was Sunday.
Ah.
And that was my weekend.
That was good.
We
had an action packed weekend.
It was a very Asian esque weekend. Nobu.
No, yeah.
Yakidoshi.
Yeah.
You know.
Doomy.
Oishi,
Sugoi.
Yeah,
all that stuff.
And I'm still not done with Terrace House, in case anyone's
wondering. Oh, God. You know, people, it's a hot topic, bro. We post that out, everybody up in arms.
They love it, is what it is.
No, because everybody loves Terrace House, bro, for no same reason you don't know why you love it.
I'm trying to figure out why I love it. I love it, but I don't know, I can't explain why.
It's just mindless, that's why.
I just like seeing people being polite on TV, which is rare.
Yeah.
You know? And you need to watch this.
Did you get to the part where the guy's rapping it next door?
Yes, I did. Instagramu. his song. Now, he comes off like he's like some very social commentator kind of guy. Hmm? Like he's very serious. But then when he gets to Next Door, it was a train wreck.
What the heck was that?
Instagram. Instagram.
Yeah, like, what
are you doing?
That's the one episode I was like, what is this dude doing?
It was awful.
There's like three people in the crowd.
And then he starts his concert with saying, everybody say black music. Black music. There's no black people in this crowd. It's all a bunch of FOBs in the crowd. And they're all chanting black music. So that already makes me feel weird. Creepy.
That made me feel weird.
And then he goes, Instagram. And I'm like, wow. That's his hit.
That's his hit, bro.
We're gonna open the episode find this week. I'm gonna find Instagram. We're gonna play it on air.
We just helped his sales go up the roof, bro. Yeah. One sale.
I'm sure his sales are already up from Terrace House, but we're gonna get more cash for him. Thanks, Wes.
Yeah, Wes.
That's his name. Yeah. So
Gomez.
We got like four more to go. So we're not done yet.
No.
Yeah. I don't want to say anything because I don't want to spoil this.
I don't care. I'm going to watch them eventually.
You're not going to watch
them. I'm
not going to watch them. All right. So that's all I got.
Yeah, that's it.
What else you got?
That's pretty much it for me, bro.
All right.
I'm tired already.
All right. Let's take a break.
Take a break?
Yeah. Let's go.
Hey, Sleep Time's Over, season 12.
Season 7.
No, season 7, episode 12. The season finale, which is.
Season finale. Oh, bro. Hi, bro. That's all I can think of.
Oh, says Kalani.
Sleep Time's Over. We'll be right back.
Hey. Yo. I'm severing ties and never to lie flat, forever in combat, whenever it's just whack. Wait, hold up, I'm Amadeus to Armageddon to catch wrecking. I'm bombing Satan with palms, raising the bar placement. I'm a far flagrant that's calm, waiting to blast fools. Cream is just the way that I live, bitch, cause cash rules. A higher echelon caliber rap that spits raw. Smash your own reflection and sever your face like Jigsaw. I'm like a Joker with a rocket launcher. Bust your skeletons to bits while I just come to bomb ya. Coming like Contra. Fully automatic shots from the top of the ceiling where your fucking body drops. It's too hot in this place of humidity while it rises. From the islands where we taking home heads and busting eyelids. Bringing out the sirens and air horns. I fair warned these rappers once before and once again we brought the C4. I'm a test check in the West better than
Trent. Sleep Time's Over, season 7, episode 12.
Ben Davis, meth. Sorry.
Pagoda.
And Pagoda, yeah. Sorry.
Gang banging.
Before we went back on with... We were reminiscing over Pagoda for some reason.
Yeah, and
because that was the first time you drank in the morning?
In the morning, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Right. Because we're going to be doing a YouTube exclusive of the highbrow. We're going to tour the highbrow. We're going to get exclusive cocktails from the Lord himself. But we're going to be joined by this gentleman sitting next to us, Creed Chameleon's here. That was way too long a horn.
Yep. Oh, okay.
Hey.
So Creed, what's up, man? What's been going on? It's been a while.
I know it's been a while, man.
What's the latest goings on with you?
Yeah, I mean, just rocking, you know, a couple of shows. Just did the Lupe Fiasco show.
How was that? How was the Lupe?
The Lupe show was dope. Like, actually, like, one of my highlight moments was just being able to see Twista live. Actually, that was my favorite. True. Just him doing his double time. And
he
actually
still can spit.
I was like, yeah, like, it was like one of those moments, like, standing there being like, bruh, like, see this guy, like, bust his, like, double time right now with no, like, no ad libs, no backup. And he killed it.
Still got it.
And I was like, bro, how's this guy breathing, dude?
Wow.
And then, like, I just went off. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
In other words, it was a lit show.
Nice.
It was very lit.
We need to use the youth verbiage more.
But it was lit.
But other than that, I mean, like, as far as, like, music goes, just been, you know, recording, working on my solo album stuff, you know, like, working with some of, like, you know, the youth, you know, right now. Yes. So, like, just partnering with the homie Paradigm.
Shout out, Paradigm.
You know, Tyler Donovan, Stupid Nate, you know, big ups to young Matthew or Matt Martyr, you know. So, like, called the Troublemakers. So, just, like, you know, just doing some, you know, like, some of that emo love rap-ish, you know, so type thing. But just on that. But, yeah, man, just doing that. And on Apple Music right now, like, I just dropped a single produced by Winslow and Cornelius from Dot Rar. It's called Unwind. So nice. That's the recent stuff that I got right it. Now. So nice.
Any upcoming live performances you got?
Yeah, man. I mean, I got like some stuff. So this coming Sunday, I'm going to be doing Sunday service or night service at Downbeat with the homie Sandy Scoops and Jerome. So I'm going to be doing that alongside with Paradigm and Stupid Nate. There's other shows too, I think. Yeah, we got it locked down. The Sage Francis show. Hey, I think it's on May 10th. Yes. So I'm going to be rocking that alongside with the Troublemaker crew. And then there's just more stuff. I mean, like, there's some stuff that might be out of state. Might be, like, you know, passport kind action that I got to, you know, do. So, like, just working out the kinks. But other than that, yeah, I mean, that's pretty much it right now.
Because you went to California recently, right?
Yeah.
To do shows.
Yeah.
How was that?
Oh, my gosh. Like, the highlight moment. Like, I mean, I did a couple of shows there. But the highlight moment was being able to open up for Apathy. Which was his birthday. So there was like a lot of like guest, you know, appearances. One of the highlight moments or like chicken skin moments was when I didn't even know he was there, but Razkaz jumped on stage.
Wow.
And he just jumped on. And what was dope too was just the fact that like he was doing all his classic stuff.
What?
Oh, okay.
And at one point, because I was at the front, like, you know, like, you know, talking story with my homie, because that was his like venue. I didn't get to experience it because I was like, I only overheard it, but I think he dropped Come With It, like the first one, Come With It, and I missed it.
Wow.
I'm sorry. And then I ran like a fanboy, like, you know, and I missed already the last part. I'm like, crap. But he did all this classic stuff from Soul as Ice.
Soul as Ice, Remain Anonymous.
Yep. All that stuff. Wow. Yeah, he did that. Unreal. And then, and I got to meet Planet Asia, like, in person.
Oh, yeah.
And then Afro.
Afro
was there. Super humble dude. But, yeah, it was
Did he spit?
He did. Ooh. And he freestyled.
Wow.
So, like, he killed it. I mean, it was just a really good night of, like, hip-hop. And just the L.A. scene just being, like... Well, it was a lot of pressure being the first artist to just even jump on.
Of course.
Yeah. But the crowd was receptive. I mean, like, I sold a bunch of CDs.
Yeah.
There was even guys, like, even, like, I remember there was a couple, like, a Hispanic couple. Like, they were like, hey, man, we were feeling your music. Like, you got shirts? And I'm like, I don't got shirts, but, like, I got CDs. Like, oh, man, we were looking forward to getting some because our daughter's from Hawaii. Like, daughter's in Hawaii right now studying. And I'm like, I was like, oh, man, I'm sorry. But, and I threw just, like, kind of, like, just a compliment, like, extra CD. Yeah, I'm like, here you go, you know? Right. So, it was really a good experience, man. Like, and... the promoter that did that show and even my homie was even talking about, like, you know, if I want to do more future stuff, like, that they'd be willing to, like, get me on some of that. Nice. So,
excellent. Yeah.
So, yeah, it was a good show.
So, here you got coming up. What shows you got coming up here?
So, I got, like I said, like, that night service thing on Sunday at Downbeat and then Sage. And then, you know, there's some things that I'm locking down with, but, you know, like, but there's some big shows that's going to be coming up, and I'm definitely trying to lock that down. But other than that, man, just that. And then as far as music, you know, like, you could definitely catch me in all, like, music media, you know, outlets and whatnot. And then SoundCloud, like, my latest one is the one with Kali and produced by Todd G.
Nice.
Way of the Samurai. Nice. That one's on SoundCloud. So
Kali.
Yeah, if you guys want to get up to speed, just go to soundcloud.com/creed-chameleon and then Way of the Samurai. And then there's like a bunch of all like, you know, songs on there free and whatnot.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of iTunes, something else dropped on iTunes not too long ago. And we're going to review this one. And we jump in on this one with us and just get your thoughts on this. J. Cole has a new album. Gavin, did you listen to the new J. Cole album?
I did not listen to the J. Cole album.
Okay.
So I will judge it strictly of what you let me hear.
My goodness. It. Oh.
Yeah.
Pressure. So, it's K.O.D. is the name of the album here, right?
What does it stand for?
And what does... Is there
Kingdom
something...
Kingdom of the
Dot. Kingdom of the Dot? Well, it's the King of Edema is the artist, the cover, the cover art, right? But, and that's, of course, the man known as J. And
dude, you look sad in that picture.
Okay, well, you segue just perfectly because so this has gotten a lot of mixed review of this album, and a lot of people. Now, Creed, have you heard
the J. Cole album? The
new yes, one? I have.
Okay.
I mean, I want to say like 75 to 80% of the album I have. Okay. And I, from top to like...
Okay, right.
Yeah.
You and me both then. Because yeah, I haven't listened to the whole thing, but about from... I went straight from the intro, go down the line.
I went pick the stars. That's, you know, like the yes, stars, because the highlighted
that's
ones.
That's what I'm going to say. Try that one first. Yeah. So we did the stars.
Yeah.
J. Cole's pretty depressed, it seems like. He's going through something. He looks like he's sad.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. It's like he formulated like the... You know, like you ever heard the emo bangs? The curtains of like hurting. You know, like the freaking he has his own
dreadlock emo bangs.
The curtains of hurting right there.
He's like, just walking around with curtains on his face, rubbing on his face. Curtains.
Shout out to I Am Mike, by the way, because you know, like, curtains. Bro, we're all about that emo crowd.
Well, speaking of emo, curtains, but you know,
but there's it starts off like the previous J. Cole album kind of is a precursor to this one, because he was kind of sad on that one too. He's kind of been serious for a while.
Yeah, but not that sad.
Sad now.
Oh wow.
He's something pissed him off or stressed him out.
Keisha Cole is his mom.
Keisha Cole forgot to pay. Yeah, maybe something. They forgot to pay us some bill. I don't know.
Nat King Cole
came up rolling in his grave, Ernie. Okay, so we'll play it, the first one.
Okay, play it up.
KOD. Let's go. Let's see if this thing works here.
Let's go.
All right, let's see. Let's
turn it up.
Okay. Production?
Yeah, I got that. It's the same guys that do all this stuff. Let's pull that up now.
And I know J. Cole does his own production too, so yeah.
That's correct, yes. Yeah. Yes. This is what you call a flip. Took keys from a car to brick. Bentley from his mama whip. K.O.D. he hard as shit. This is what you call a flip. Took keys from a car to brick. Bentley from his mama whip. K.O.D. he hard as shit. This is what you call a flip. Took keys from a car to brick. Bentley from his mama whip. K.O.D. he hard as shit. This is what you call a flip. Took keys from a car to brick. Bentley from his mama whip. K.O.D. he hard as shit. Wow. Niggas been cramping my style, knowing my how, they wanna reply. The number one question is how does it feel now that you home? How much you worth? How big is your home? How come you won't get a few
pictures? He's very, very stressed out.
How about
I don't? How about
you just get the fuck on my dick? He's how about upset. You listen and never forget?
You know, but the Lord's getting numb.
The Lord, he's getting into it. It's getting lit in here.
I mean,
but it is. It's getting lit, but in a conservative way. Because he's kind of stressed out.
Yeah.
He's stressing out, so... Cabot, here we go.
That's cool.
It's a cool track.
Yeah,
how many mics that track?
Three mics that track.
That's a three mic track.
Yeah, that's mic, yeah, that's
three.
Okay.
Yeah, three. Yeah, okay. Three. There you go.
Let's
three.
Go to the next one here. We go with photograph.
Okay. Photograph.
Photograph desk.
Oh. Photograph.
Photograph desk.
Photograph.
Photograph your desk. A Saturday, okay. Bro.
See? He's like crying. He's like looking outside a window. It's raining.
There you go.
He's looking. There's dew on the glass. And he's trying to figure out what's next. I don't even know your name. Wonder if you follow back. I hope to see you one day. I won't show my niggas.
So I love, okay, so J. Cole is one of those artists that I feel like it grows on me.
Okay.
Because I heard this track.
Yes.
And I was like, it's all right, you know, but I get it, you know, like his concept of why he's doing it like this.
Yes.
But I feel like even that, I don't know if you can even like, you know, just vouch on this, but like it's kind of like Kendrick-ish.
That is a very Kendrick-ish song.
But he came up the same rank.
Yeah.
I gotta say that. Correct. So like, yes. I mean... And you know, artists influence other artists and whatnot.
Yeah.
And so I get that, but yeah.
Three mics. That one was three mics.
That was three mics.
I like that track though. I don't know. It's emo, but I like it though. I just don't like the cadence that he does with that one.
Yeah. Like it could have been flipped better.
I don't like that.
The cadence, it gets repetitive, like it gets monotonous.
That's the main chop. Yes. He's better than that.
Yes.
I give that one. Better. Initially, hearing that was two mics, now two and a half.
Yeah, I like it.
It's just too sad.
I can't, bro.
I don't have time, man.
I'm just sad today.
Man, driving around town.
Okay, next one. Hey, so far I got a 3-mic average.
Okay. ATM is
ATM,
next.
ATM, all right. If he came with a sad song at ATM, here we go.
Money ran out.
Oh, yeah.
Money ran out at ATM.
No money, bro.
Card bounced back. Is this the Dungeon Family? Who's this?
Yeah, when you start doing the high sing-songy stuff, it's so Kendrick-y. just gotta stay away from that.
This is Kendricky, Goody Mob-ish.
Yeah, you gotta stay away.
That's about it.
So, and I get the concept of this one. Like, I mean, yeah. Of course, he's talking about money.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, I know that it's difficult. I'm stacking this paper, it's sort of habitual. I blow the residual and fucking the bitch like it's part of my ritual. Part of the ritual, but money to give me a heart on a typical. I like this one.
Okay, I do like this one.
I like
as well.
The song. I like this song.
Yeah.
And I like the cadence that he did, like, with his verses. I just think, like, the chorus could have been, like, you know, the count it up.
Yeah.
And he could have flipped it. The money,
you should have changed it.
It's like he did, like, in one take, yeah.
Yeah,
he kept, like, doing count it up way too long.
But that's it. I get it, you know, but yeah. Okay, this one, 3.5.
This one I give 3.5.
Wow, that's okay, so much. Okay.
Because it's a kind of a bouncier song.
Okay, go, Cav.
I think this one's like a 3 still.
Still a 3s.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think the other ones are a little higher 3s than this one, actually.
Okay. Well, the repetitiveness of the chorus is repetitive, right? But it's the most hype, non-sad song he has thus far. Okay, here we go. The next one. Next one is Kevin Hart. It's Kevin's Heart, but...
Oh.
So it's called Kevin's Heart.
Okay. Ooh, maybe that's why he's sad, right? He's in a class.
He's lost his heart.
Maybe Kevin took his heart. Maybe he's the kind, cuz.
He's the kind.
The magazine.
On the side of the fence. Temptations on my line. He's using a different oar.
But
she plants a seed and it's still lingering. Now you see, like, when you have these kind of albums, you're driving listening to this kind of albums, unless you're at home. Maybe, you know, drinking.
Oh, I didn't listen to this one. Yeah, actually.
Oh, you didn't listen to this track. Okay.
Yeah.
These songs would be so much better if just the freaking hi-hats. Every high was like,
I get it.
Would be so good if the hi-hats
every situation,
like,
right.
So rather, dude, the song would be really good if the hi-hats weren't freaking triplets.
Right.
You know what? I actually just...
It's a pretty good song.
Yeah, it's a pretty good song.
Top of my head.
See, like, that cadence, like,
yeah.
That's the J. Cole I know.
Yeah, I like that better than he's forcing that.
Correct.
Yeah, like, he's so mad with these hi hats, dude.
The hi hat, the intro, I didn't like, because, but yeah. I give it 3 mics on this. What do you think?
I like the 3.5. It's just because, like, it's a reminiscent, like, of that J. Cole. Like,
yeah,
I'm like, yes,
I'll go
okay.
3.
Okay.
I'll give it freaking 4 if the hi-hat's
but
just
the
like,
hi-hats,
a,
yeah.
like a regular hi-hat. Because of that beat.
Yeah, right.
Regular hi-hat. Frick would be heat, dude.
Yeah.
Let's
That's
go with
track.
The last song on the album.
Okay.
Which is called 1985. Now, this has been a very highly talked about song. Greed, you know this
I
one?
I heard about that one. And
what's the controversy, man?
Basically, it's the... You know, we did it our way back in the day, and we loved it.
No.
The old man
was
song.
Was he born in 1985?
You can assume so.
Right?
Yeah. So here we go.
Damn, dude. That was elementary.
I just started watching wrestling.
33 years, damn, I'm grateful I survived. We wasn't supposed to get past 25. Joke's on you,
on
motherfucker,
Kanye,
we alive.
And of course, he still has that ongoing war with...
Everybody say the music
it?
That they make is dumb.
Some mumble rap guy.
I was 18.
I think it's like Little Yachty.
It's one of the littles.
One of
But it's been an ongoing thing, so he's calling him out again.
Okay. Everybody talking like they know something. Okay. Niggas that can
woke, but they broke. See, like this hi hat.
You know what? I appreciate the simplicity of like the drum breaks and just like a dope sample, especially for an MC of his caliber.
Yes.
This it's man,
the lyrics carry it.
It's it brings out so much out of J. Cole. Because you gotta come with it.
Yeah.
You gotta.
You can't. Hats throw you off.
Yeah.
That's why a lot of these rappers use the control hat. Because it throws you. Kind of gets you like that. With your funky little but Cole don't need it.
Got it. I hear your music
and I know that. Ooh. Fuck, I love it. I love that swing too. Like, it's just like, okay.
Okay.
Four.
Yeah, I was gonna say that's four.
That's a four. That's a four.
That's the best song on the album.
That's a four.
Four.
That's a four
on the album. Yes.
Yep.
So there you have.
So my average
overall,
is a 3.
Yeah, 3.
Three.
Yeah, 3.
Yeah.
You know,
it's too sad for me.
I gotta listen to the album, but that sounds, I kind of like it. It's actually pretty good.
Well, let me ask you guys something right now. Like, I mean, out of all the hip hop albums, like, you know, just starting from the beginning of the year, which album have you guys thought was like kind of like consistent from beginning to end?
This year.
Oh. Honestly,
it's hard, man.
Very hard.
It's super. Because
I just listened to certain tracks. Yeah, exactly.
No one listens to albums really. Yeah. From
does
front
anybody
to back.
Listen to albums anymore? Yeah. They don't have to do reviews.
Highly unlikely.
No, they have playlists.
It's all playlists. It's all Spotify.
Playlist.
It's
Pandora.
All make your Pandora.
Like, fuck, you know what I mean? I do a workout. Like, exactly. I gonna get a certain mood. Yes. Fucking, we're gonna be like Tech
the
Nine.
The Go Dream playlist. The Go Make Shishi playlist.
Oh, wow. So I never made a playlist like that.
So I'm gonna go make shishi.
I gotta make
baby.
Me a good make
how many
shishi
songs you get on that one?
How long you make shishi?
Something wrong with your prostate, or you gonna be there a long time? Five songs? Six songs?
Oh, wow, that's a long shishi.
That
bro.
Could be. But that's why nobody listens to albums anymore.
Oh, wow, I don't
so
that,
that's
that.
A, it's a great question, but it's a question that's not gonna really have an answer to it.
Yeah,
because we really can't. Because if we really think about what were the memorable albums in the past 2 years, okay, the Tribe Called Quest album. But that's just us because we're old
and we
just want something from there. But after that, what
like
else is
even
there?
You know what I was even the Prime album, the Prime 2 album with Premier and
okay
album.
Right yeah, that recently came out
okay tracks. Okay the thank first you. Prime was dope.
Yes,
the second one there was certain songs that I like and certain ones that I'm like
but we're not gonna be listening to that album like in the succession that an album is again.
Yeah,
we'll
yeah,
you right. know like because before we would get the CD, listen to the album, and we have album cuts that we're not gonna really like, but we just get through them anyway because that's on the album of other songs that we do like.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
What else? Why people should be making albums in the first place is a whole other situation. Like,
and you know, it's funny because now people are like, you know, what you're noticing too is that songs are being recorded or made, and you know, I'm a victim of it, and you know, I'm gonna say it straight up.
Yeah,
songs are no longer 3 to 4 minutes long anymore; 5 minutes long.
Very
it's,
true.
It's yeah, 2 minutes.
Yes.
2 minutes, two verses, that's
majority
it.
Majority of
you're
the
done.
Songs, yes, on this J. Cole
Room,
album
lit.
Are 3 minutes, maybe even four.
Okay,
very
that's not
short.
Lit. 2 minute lit.
Yeah.
Over 3 minutes. Okay, it already did.
Tired, right?
You know what it is? Because now that it just shows the representation of like how the generation is now, the attention
exactly,
span.
Exactly.
Attention span gotta change up.
Yes.
Quick.
Yes.
You know what
so
I mean?
You don't need so nowadays you don't need to do three verses then.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Like it's two verses or
two
one
verse
long verse.
Wow, that's a track.
And yeah, that, yeah
that's I good noticed. For me, bro.
Hey,
it's good for us.
Hey, no.
Before you had to make three
yeah,
verses.
No, but
right?
It's just like
three choruses.
It's so crazy, dude. Like albums now are so short.
Yeah,
they're like less than 30 minutes. Yeah. I'm like, bro, like
I mean,
what happened?
This is a 40-minute album, which is kind of on the long side.
Okay,
for
yeah.
an album.
Yeah,
wow. 12 songs, 40 minutes.
Wow, that's
yeah.
crazy.
Go figure.
There
so
you go.
Verse, chorus, verse, out. That's
yeah,
it.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's good for mixing.
Yeah, great. Yeah,
just mix
yeah.
them first chorus out. Good.
There you go.
Then you make the mixtape. See, then you
so I can make them how easy now. Just make them chorus, make them verse and chorus power. And
dude, Cav.
Oh, bro, I gotta get
been,
on this.
We've been long awaiting, rap, bro.
Yeah,
bro.
Cav
it.
I'm doing trap right now already, bro.
Good, make them done already.
On high, bro. Yeah.
Make an EP now.
Yeah.
Six songs done.
Yeah.
Six songs, 5 minutes.
Six songs, one verse each. Six songs, 5 minutes.
Oh, fast kind.
Fast kind.
Fast kind rhymes.
Fast kind rhymes. Rap, there you rap. Have it. So overall,
all right,
J. Cole, three mics.
Three mics.
Three mics,
man.
Unanimously
mics.
Three mics.
Three mics.
There you have it. That's
there
it. It's more for like listening to in the car, listening at home.
Yeah.
Yep,
there ain't no club songs in this.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Like, if you like, let if you like
oh,
get
no
everybody
club.
Out the club.
So there's no club
there
songs
go.
On
yeah.
this. So there's
no
clubs.
Totally different
wow.
from his
yeah.
earlier stuff.
Yeah.
We get a lot of club bangers
yeah.
on there.
Like with Trey songs and all that.
Yeah, that's nothing now. Totally, totally.
But wouldn't it be great though, Cree, like for you, since you're actively one of the old OGs of the game, Troy, you just put out anything and it just sell? Kind of like J. Cole.
You know what? And I thought about it just to kind of change it up. And I think like even the latest one, like that music video that I did with Ty and Matt, I changed up my style to kind of cater
totally,
like to the young generation. And you know, like, yeah, it does sound cool. Like I have my guilty pleasures. I'm going to be honest with you, but my bread and butter has always been like just that
right.
boom bap, you know, boom bap, even
right.
like emo love, like type stuff. Like, so,
right.
I mean, I've done it and stuff. And I got to respect J. Cole for being an artist and his stature, being the fact that he got signed with Jay-Z,
yeah.
you know, and then he went his
right.
independent route. And then he didn't even follow that whole like Jay-Z, like, you know, like super like
oh, not even close to that path.
Yeah.
It's,
no,
it's just phenomenal
stayed
that he
his
stayed
lane.
There.
Right.
Dude, have you heard his artist Cause? COZZ? No. Look him up. He picked him up. He picked up a guy like in LA that he signed.
Maybe.
And it's straight up J. Cole's production.
Oh.
And it's like, he's like almost like an LA J. Cole.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, he's dope. Like, actually, you guys should listen to
him. I did hear Joey Badass's voice in the one.
Who's
the big grizzly black dude?
Yeah.
That's freaking fire, dude. East Coast freaking.
Yeah.
Makes me feel good. Like, it's like, oh shit, East Coast
represents. You know, I almost kind of lost Joey Badass with his last album, American Badass.
Oh, yeah.
Because well, he went all different directions in that.
Yeah, because I was like, man, this is not the badass I know. Like, yeah, right. You know?
Yeah,
but.
Yeah, his new one with that is his boy, this part of his crew, mm-hmm. and he has a feature on. That track is freaking. Yeah.
He's expanding.
From the beat
yes.
to the yeah. rhymes, it's like, hip hop, dude.
No, okay, I'm gonna listen to that.
Listen to it. I'm trying to find it. Okay. I can't find that. I forget the guy's name, though.
Okay, I'm gonna look it up.
It's part of the Pro Era crew.
Yeah, there we go.
So there we go. Then we'll take a break here. Yeah. Then.
Shout out, J. Cole.
Shout out, J. Cole.
Dreamville. Still like you, even though you sad.
Yeah.
It's okay.
I sad, bro. Yeah, I sad too.
You come know away, bro.
Aren't we all sad?
Did J. Cole ever come to Hawaii? J. Cole ever come to Hawaii?
No.
Wow. You think what, Blaisdell?
Frick, Blaisdell, bro. Would pack, yeah.
No, easily.
Freaking guarantee all
if the. Chance can, J. Cole.
All the Kailua people that like MF Doom.
Do Kailua people know J. Cole, bro? Whole Foods, bro. We gotta go.
Mililani guaranteed.
Mililani guaranteed, bro.
Schofield.
Guaranteed.
All those guys. Guaranteed.
Kailua, iffy.
Kailua knows.
Iffy.
Nah. Sheep, bro.
No.
Kylo Whole Foods. Nah. I don't know.
Jack Johnson for the win, bro.
Nah, you know.
All day.
No, Arrested Development, bro.
That's Jack, too old, Jack bro. Johnson and freaking.
Okay, what's the new?
Then what's the new thing?
What's the new rappers? The new underground rappers.
Macklemore for the win, bro.
You are racist, bro.
Macklemore for the win. I say this because I
can't. Nah, Young Pinch. There's a dude, Young Pinch.
I know who that is.
G-Eazy?
Yes.
Guaranteed.
G-Eazy all day.
That's too easy, bro.
G-Eazy gonna sell out Kailua Stadium.
Kailua Stadium.
They need to make a Kailua Stadium.
Kailua High School Surf Riders,
opening. G-Eazy, the debut of Kailua Stadium.
Guaranteed.
There you go.
G-Eazy.
Opening, Jack Johnson. You can easily just drive in.
Where's Sky? Tell him to get down there, bro.
He is.
I get him the Dilla bag. He will ask the questions, bro.
Bro.
You need to get him to pick up. So there you go. Never all mind, right. Kailua. Let's get out of here.
Sleep time's over.
Sleep
season
time's
7,
over.
Episode 12.
Shout out Creek Chameleon.
Shout out Creek Chameleon.
We'll be on our YouTube exclusive video of the Highbrow Tour.
Yes, with the Lord.
Yes. With the Lord. Lord's coming up. Yes.
What's the name of the episode again?
This is called
Freaking the Pagoda Special.
Freaking Pagoda. Oh, bro, you ain't Pagoda.
He's like, come hotel party, Pagoda.
I get some hip hop peepers at Pagoda. You're like, go. That's the title. Go with it.
Hey, bring your glass pipe.
Shout out to Tori the Fox. Hey.
Don't you go anywhere. Sleep time's over. We'll be right back.
1985, I arrive. 33 years, damn, I'm grateful I survived. We wasn't supposed to get past 25. Joke's on you, motherfucker, we alive. All these niggas popping now is young. Everybody say the music that they make is dumb. I remember I was 18. Money, pussy, parties, I was on the same thing. You gotta give a boy a chance to grow some. Everybody talking like they know something these days. Niggas acting woke, but they broke them. I respect the struggle.
Sleep Time's Over is back with another banger.
Sleep Time's Over, season 7, episode 12, the season finale.
We good? Okay.
Bro, we been good.
Let
Let's
me
go.
Tell you something. We're so good. It's great because we're here. We're at Highbrow. We still have no name for the show. We've called it Meth. We've called it Pagoda. We've called it Whole Bra.
Whole Bra, Highbrow.
But the main reason we are here is because of this gentleman sitting in the middle of us. The Lord is here, finally.
Hey.
After all this time. We've been talking about the Lord. We've been talking about him from the days back, quite a while back.
7 seasons back, actually.
7 seasons back. We've been talking about him from his days at 12th Avenue Grill. We've been talking about his time at the Sleep Times Over dinner.
Yes.
He was the man that created the cocktails for that inaugural event.
Yeah.
Welcome, Ben Flores. How you doing, man?
Hey.
What's going on?
Very humbled to be here. Thank you.
Man. Thank you for having us here. Yes, we're humbled to have you.
I've been awaiting my invitation to be on.
Zach Moore's fault, bro.
You know what, bro? Let me tell you something.
Tell me something I don't know.
He's on right now.
Okay,
get ready.
And for the season finale, also.
Oh,
like,
true.
Shoot.
How about it?
Yeah, it's definitely saved the best for last.
And it would have banged.
Definitely. Yeah.
So let's go right to it. For the people that don't know about the Highbrow Room, this is located in Kaka'ako.
Mm-hmm.
What exactly is The Highbrow Room.
So the Highbrow Room is the high-end cocktail parlor aspect of Aloha Beer Company. We have, obviously, an amazing brewery. We're a brewery first. We have our tap room downstairs, and then the vision for the ownership was we want a high-end cocktail parlor, and we want it to be one of the best cocktail parlors available on Oahu. And so they put together this beautiful room, and it's just such a treat to, you know, to be able to be part of this program and be part of their vision.
And what was up here before? What, because Aloha Beer Works, when did they open?
So Aloha Beer Works, well, the Highbrow itself just celebrated its 1 year anniversary.
Nice.
And Aloha Beer Company, we've been here for a bit, not too long, just over 2 years, I think, about 2 years. Okay. But the beauty of this building is, like, our brewmaster, Dave Campbell, his wife's father used to run a shirt business out of this building. So, like, she has memories of growing up in this building.
Wow.
Yeah. And so when it came on the market, it became available, you know, they jumped on it. And they're like, you know, this is just serendipitous.
Right.
This is our building. This is our plot because of the history. Before they opened up, when they were doing the renovations, they put a time capsule in the bar downstairs into the wall.
Sweet.
Just memories, you know, that they had, just paying homage to the roots. So.
Wow, great. And who's in? That was their idea to open Highbrow as well. They were into the cocktail scene.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, of course, we're a brewery first and foremost that make amazing craft beer. But there's a whole other side to that. You know, we wanted the blue collar beer drinkers, you know, to have their space, but we also wanted to reach out to the quality craft cocktail community as well.
Right.
And just show them that, you know, we're a business that can do everything.
Nice.
You know, and by everything we mean beer, we mean cocktail, but more so than that. Like, when you look around the Highbrow, you see the attention to detail and quality. We have art on the wall that's both appealing to the eye, but also quite funny, you know, and very tongue-in-cheek.
Exactly, right.
So we just want to, we want to just show people what we can do.
Right.
You know? You were saying the Highbrow is not technically a highbrow, right?
Yeah.
It's not Haimaka-maka.
Yeah, Haimaka-maka styles. Yeah.
When you first come into the door and you see the Highbrow for the first time,
right,
it's often that you can be slightly intimidated.
Yeah, like, totally. Yeah.
Shoot. And one of the common questions is, am I dressed appropriately for this environment?
Right.
Yeah.
You know, we just, absolutely, you're here, aren't you? You found us, so absolutely, come on in.
Right. There's no type of strict dress code of any sort going on in there, right?
And you look around and you think, man, this is a classy place, which we are, obviously. But you'll also begin to see little details that we have throughout the room, little hidden gems that make it a lot more tongue-in-cheek.
Right.
As opposed to being high and bougie.
Right.
We don't want to come off as a very bougie place. We still are fairly reserved in the amount of publicity that we put out there, the amount of advertisement that we put out there, but we also don't want people to feel intimidated when they come in.
Yeah. Right, and the artwork is entertainment in itself. I mean, you got, you know, Duke Hanamoku up there.
A.K.A. who?
A.K.A., well, you saved this for the video, but there's a story about it that I mentioned on the YouTube video. That while sitting at the bar, a guy went to the picture and was, is that Denzel Washington? I'll leave it at that.
All right.
I won't name the nationality of who said that. And then there's Brett Reynolds. You've got
all the Stones.
Stones, Bowie. Picasso, who people may not know that was Picasso.
Yeah, I never knew that was there.
Yeah.
So it's an entertainment. That's just what it comes down to. It's not bougie. It's not anything where you have to be all stuffy.
Yeah.
It's fun.
That's the word.
Yeah.
It's all it should be, you know.
You know, we listen to our music a little louder than other places. We listen to vinyl.
Right. The music is a big part of this place.
It's a huge portion of this. So when I agreed to take over this program, I had a sit down with Dave Campbell, the owner, and the sit down was specifically, organized around the music. Like, music is such a big part of this room.
Yeah.
Here's what I envision us playing. And he just took me through the whole gambit of all of our vinyl and just got a real education. I mean, this is a man who has a real gift for eclectic kitsch, as you can see, but also just has a real brain for music and its importance on the entire environment of the highbrow.
Exactly. I mean, you have, as we're sitting in front of the fireplace, which is a record player.
Yeah.
Right.
With vinyl that's actually playing, which is just, that alone should just give you the whole, set the tone for this whole place. And we got the antlers right above us. You know?
Yeah.
Is there a name for that guy up there?
Yeah, that is a water buck, I believe. African water buck.
Wow.
For the longest time, we had no idea what it was.
I was just going to say, yeah, like, who would know, right?
I thought for sure, like, somebody put some horns on another bust, because none of it made sense to me.
Right.
Like, some taxidermist just went nuts, but no. Yeah. It ends up being a water buck.
African water buck.
Yeah.
That was real.
Keeping it real, son.
Creepy, huh? Exactly. Wow. So, well, let's go back to your experience. That you've been bartending for quite some time. And we've known you from days at 12th Avenue Grill. And that was pretty much the introduction what we've had to yourself and moving on to the Sleep Times Over Dinner. Where has your career have gone as far as from start to finish? I mean, is this where you see yourself envisioning being a program director? Is that your thing? Or do you want to expand off of that?
That's a great question. Beverage in general is my thing. I remember knowing how to make a cocktail before I knew how to drive.
Wow.
Type of understanding. Most freshmen in high school were trying to find ladies and drink natty ice, whereas I was researching the regions of Scotland.
Wow.
And why the Highlands are the way they are, why Isla is the way it is. And I think that was a real definitive, like, hey, this is what you're going to do the rest of your life. Definitely took a lot of detours around different places, but ultimately beverage was always my calling.
Nice.
Yeah.
So with that mindset going in, what really is the mindset going into creating a menu, let alone your signature drinks that only you exclusively make that you have for this menu? Like, what... Do these ideas just come to you? Do you just have, like, is it more formulaic where you have, okay, I'm not going to make a whiskey thing. What am I going to do with the whiskey thing? Like, how do you, what's your mindset creating something like that?
Yeah, without sounding like too much of a scumbag, like, your inspiration really comes from wherever.
Yeah.
Artistry is artistry. If it's DJing, if it's putting stuff on a canvas, if it's putting something in a glass, artistry is artistry. And I think you'll find that anyone who considers themselves a serious artist will find that it doesn't turn off, and you might see something real quick and boom, and then that sticks in your head. So like the cocktails that I've developed for the program here, they all pull off of memories of childhood, memories of me being somewhere at some point. One guest saying, wow, you know what, you should try something like this, and me spinning off on that. So when I come up with a beverage or a menu itself, you really just start pulling from experiences, life experiences.
That's what makes it so yet again entertaining, you know.
Absolutely.
Gav, so what is your take on these cocktails? As you, you know, we've been here. What is your take on learning all of these new things here?
Strictly educated. I'm like coming in as a clean slate.
Exactly, right.
So for me to get these drinks and learn about them, the origins, the names, is just like pure education for me. Well, because you're more well-versed, so you maybe have some kind of thing to judge it off of, right? So
as well, me, right.
I'm but just it's like...
Yeah. Well, exactly, right. Does it kind of open up your eyes to things that maybe you haven't experienced, right?
Pretty much, because I'm just, you know, stuck.
What's my indirect
stuck
way to
as
get...
in like business wise?
Well, there, right.
You know, then dad hat, back to business, bam, bam,
right.
Bam, bam.
And this is basically my indirect way to get you to drink more.
Oh, nice. Hey.
That's all I'm really saying.
give me time.
That's all I'm saying. All this serious.
Take advantage.
You know, this hoopla.
But that's all I was really getting.
No, I mean, to me, it's awesome. You know what I mean? Because I normally wouldn't get this type of education, right?
Right.
If it wasn't specifically from somebody or somebody I know, right? I
was going exactly.
If I was to do what I normally do with my friends, yeah, I would not be at Highbrow. I wouldn't be at Vine and Jigger. I wouldn't. Yeah, because, you know, the hip-hop people, like,
we're opening minds, real, bro. Yes.
Like,
exactly.
My peoples ain't here. You know what I mean? Like, Creed would have never came here if you didn't invite him to come here.
Right, and that's how we're expanding opening minds.
But to me, that's the whole thing.
But it's
awesome.
All a creative process.
Yeah.
It's all the same creative process. And it's just opening minds. And for people, I mean, if a person doesn't drink that's a whole other situation. But if a person does drink, but he's just drinking Long Islands all day, well, good for you, brah. But, well, there's something else. So that's the kind of expansion.
Right.
Changing with the times.
Do you remember the first drink you made? Like, you've made from...
Yeah, good
scratch
question.
And the name of it and everything.
Wow.
And was it good?
Wow. No, it was terrible. It was...
It was a Long Island.
It was a Long Island. Short Island.
I was at a party and, just an aspiring bartender. Like, one day I'm going to make beverages. And so we were at this house party and I was like, all right, I'm going to throw all these things together. And one thing they had was, like, almond syrup. And they just had, like, terrible stuff looking back. But I thought at the time, like, I can make anything happen. So I put it together, and I was like, this is awful. And we started serving it as shots. And, you know, we're young at this point. And everyone's like, this is the best thing ever. And I'm in my head like, are you kidding me? This is terrible. I can't believe that I just convinced all of you that this is worth drinking. Wow. But hey, good on you. Enjoy.
Nice.
Yeah.
Make it with confidence.
Did you have a name for it? No.
Get me home.
When you're young, any alcohol, I guess, is good, right? You keep your hands
on it. Yeah,
well, it's like that's the shot era.
This is great. You know?
That's the shots
era. It was the shots era.
You know? That's why it's amazing when you see somebody over 30 or over 40 like doing shots. I'm like, what are you doing with your life?
I just want to get there, Rod. Let's get you
somewhere else.
Zero to 100.
Really, yeah, let's take it to 101.
So did you go to school for this?
No, I did not. I went to school for plants, actually. I was studying ethnobotany.
Oh, wow. Same.
Yeah. But
transfer that over.
Yeah.
I had an amazing array of mentors.
Right.
Who have brought me up and brought me to where I'm at now, and a lot of self-teaching. I mean, the school of bartending, you learn so much more from people that have been in the industry and that have the knowledge. It's really with, like anything else in life, you learn from the people that have been there, that have experienced it, that have done that, and realize, hey, I need to pass this knowledge along, rather than going to a school, and so... Bartending schools, for me, I feel like they teach people techniques and the bare minimum of how to be a bartender.
Yeah.
But you don't learn the real aspect of bartending.
Right.
You can tend a bar, but to be a bartender is something totally different.
Right.
Wow.
So anybody can make a drink. Anybody can put something in a glass and say, hey, this is a drink. Enjoy.
I'm a bartender.
Yeah. And this is terrible, but you like it.
So the name. Yeah. So your name, the Lord.
Yeah.
Is that given to you from a Lord? Was it christened to you?
Kind of.
The history of the Lord. Yes.
The history of the Lord. So this came about while I was working under a guy named Mike Hall, who was the beverage director for 12th Avenue Grill at the time. And he stumbled upon this website where you could purchase plots of land in Scotland. And then you are there for entitled a lordship.
Wow, man, that's cool.
I'm not quite sure on the legality of that.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure the House of Lords in Scotland isn't about it.
Yeah.
Anyhow, yeah. So we're just like, oh, that would make you Lord. That would make you Lord so-and-so. And then they're like, that would make you Lord Flores. Oh, that's good. And like, it just stuck.
That was it.
And then it really solidified itself when... Chef Leon Wong had Hale Ohuna, and she had made plaques for various people in the industry, and she made one for myself that said, "The Lord Flores," and I was like, "Wow,
that's it.
Flattering," and that pretty much solidifies.
And then was that same plaque that you had at 12th Avenue Grill? Okay,
yep.
Is that plaque featured here?
I have not put it up yet. Okay. No.
Coming soon.
Coming soon.
It's all marketing. It's all. But it stuck with you and it works.
Yeah, I love it. How people get their names.
Yeah, it's really fun when, I mean, I don't consider myself a local celebrity, but people will say, hey, the Lord!
Well, we're pumping you up on this show, yeah. Sir. And you know, there's a thing you said a long time ago. You told me that if you're downtown and if somebody says the Lord, or if somebody said your name, then you know someone.
No.
You remember this? What was the story?
Yeah,
you remember
that? I was at one of my favorite bars and just cruising there. A friend came in. I was like, hey, how you doing, bro? On my way out. And just said hi to him, whatever. And as I'm leaving, I hear the person that they're with say, well, Ben Flores says hi to you. You're somebody.
I was listening, I was like,
what?
Says
who? That was it. And then from then on, official title.
Says who?
You got to make sure he says hi to you. If not,
so his friend knew who you were.
Yeah, and you know, I apologize. Unfortunately, I didn't know who they were.
Yeah, right.
But that was how it works.
Wow.
So what you got coming up here? What's happening on Wednesdays? You have live music going on here at Highbrow?
Yeah, the Highbrow used to be open only Thursday through Saturday, but we've just recently opened Wednesdays. So we are going to be doing Wednesdays in the Highbrow. We're actually going to offer a gypsy jazz duo that'll be playing up here from 7 to 10.
Got it. And yeah, so it's limited days, everyone listening. So it's Wednesday through Saturday.
Wednesday through Saturday. Wednesday we're open 6:30 to 10:30.
Yeah.
And then Thursday through Saturday 5 to midnight.
Got it.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a beautiful space.
And there is food here. Anybody wondering? So there is a full. What has the menu with the new drink menu has changed? Has the food menu changed as well? Starting today, I think is what you mentioned.
Yeah. They've changed up some of the things. Taken off some of the lesser purchased items, replaced them with other items. But yeah, the food menu is constantly evolving, as is the cocktail menu.
Right. Sounds good, Kevin.
Man.
Can you see yourself going here at night?
Yeah, it's the wifey. Bring the wifey.
Well, good luck. Good luck from Milani. Get ready.
Plenty luck. Don't worry about it.
All right, thank
goodness. Never running out, bro.
Time is always running out. But yes, all right. So we're. Be sure, everyone, to check out the YouTube exclusive.
Yes.
Tour of the Highbrow Room.
The worst tour ever.
If that doesn't make you want to watch it, I don't know why.
That's why you should watch it.
Exactly.
Here's some stuff on the wall. Here's these guys brewing.
Denzel Washington.
Terrible.
Yes. Here's some drinks. Here, drink them. Yeah. So that's coming up. iMovie for the win.
Yeah, I'll do it.
I got to edit this thing because we have cuts. We have footage.
Yeah, that's good.
And that's going to about do it for this week, right?
Yeah,
we're good, yes. So
check out the YouTube exclusive. Shout out to our sponsors, Earl Kai McKee.
Square Barrel.
The Club.
Why don't you have the
Square
phone?
Square Barrel.
I got you.
Thank you.
Yeah, you got it.
And we got Honolulu Club, Square Barrels, Earl Kai McKee. Patreon.
Patreon.
Patreon. Shout out to Kenrick. Newest subscriber.
New subscriber.
We got to put on more mixes.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff. Busy all the time.
All day.
Busy.
You
just got a drink already. Tired already. But
You stay here.
I'm going to have to stay here. I got to edit the show. I got to go on iMovie.
Yeah, they're going to stay here drinking.
Yeah, for sure.
I got to call up the key grip. Got to call up the stuntman. Everything.
The stuntman.
But yes.
Fall in the vat.
Who could that be? But yes, thank you to the Lord Flores.
Thank you to the Lord.
Hey, thank you guys.
Thank you, Highbrow. Appreciate it.
Good stuff, man, as always.
Much mahalos.
Thank you very much.
Sleep Time's Over. Check us out. iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic, Google Play, IG.
Coming
Twitter,
soon. Spotify.
YouTube. Coming soon. Spotify.
Yeah.
Everything. Sleep Time's Over. Cavett Catalyst. DJ Zach Morris.
Oh! Blackjack.
Season finale.
I don't even play cards.
Thank you for listening to Sleep Time's Over. Time's over. No sleeping tonight.